The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 1 through 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 8, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
This instruction of Rishabdev is very, very important. Try to understand. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is a protest to the modern way of civilization. The leaders of the modern society, they want that people should be engaged in working like dogs and hogs and asses. They should not understand what is the value of life, what is the object of life. Let them always remain intoxicated and sense gratification and produce more product for sense enjoyment. This is modern civilization. All these factories, I understand that in this country the farmers are taxed so heavily that they are forced to work in the factory. This is a policy of the government leaders to engage people. If anyone wants to live peacefully, save time for developing Krishna consciousness, then the leaders of the society or the government will not allow him to do so. This is the position. So, you are all fortunate or you are so kind that you have joined this movement. Despite all these obstacles in this country, not in this, all over the world. So, don't be disappointed. Go on preaching this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. There are many innocent people, they do not know what to do. There are poor. For a preacher, there must be vigilance. The preacher will see four things. God, a devotee of God, innocent person, and envious, jealous person. So, a preacher should deal with these four items differently. So far God is concerned, we shall try to increase our love for God. This is one business. How? That is this archan vidhi, to always be cautious to offer foodstuff, early to rise, offer mangalartri, keep the temple very clean, yourself also, without being clean, without become brahmana, saucham, samadama saucham. We should always remember, when you come to the temple, don't think that here is a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. They are not pictures, you should know. They personally, they are present. He realized a personal presence by the quality of your devotional service. If your devotional service quality is not first class, then it will take time to realize that here is personally Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the acharyas are present here. It is a question of realization. The more you strictly follow the regulative principles, chant 16 downs regularly, the more you will realize. Because God, Krishna, is omnipotent. He can accept your service. He can bless you even from the picture. That is God's potential. If you think that this is just like ordinary picture, jīdathāvāṁ prapadyante, you know the story of Sākhi Gopāl, the Chaitanya Charitāmṛta. The atheist is thinking that here is a stone statue, and the devotee is thinking that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a question of quality of advancement. The story, I may say, that two brahmanas, one young and one old, went to Vrindavan. So, the younger Brahman, young man, he served this old man on the way. It is the duty. Still in India, if there is any old man, it is now decreasing. And if there is young man, the young man is always ready to help the old man. So, at Vrindavan, after reaching the young man and the old man felt very much obliged. Why this sound? Felt obliged to the young man, and he said, "My dear boy, you have served me so nicely. Without your help, I could not come. So I have got some obligation to you. I want to reward you." Stop that sound. So the young man says, "Sir, why you are thinking like that? It is my duty. You are just like my father. Whatever service possible I have given you, there is no question of rewarding me. Actually, that is not service. If we serve somebody and with expectation of some reward, that is not service, that is business." So, the old man said, "No, I feel myself." So he said that, "My youngest daughter, I'll give you." So he said, "Sir, don't say like that, because you are rich man, I am poor man. Because in India still, the father, parents, they arrange for marriage, so they want equal status. If the father of the girl is rich man, then he must find out a son-in-law who is coming also from rich family. If he is educated, he wants a son-in-law who must be educated." So this young man was neither very much educated nor at all rich, but this old man was aristocrat, a rich man, and educated, so complete different. So the young man said that, "Why you are promising like this? You do not know, you are talking before the deity. You should not talk like that, because it will not be possible. Even though you agree, your sons, your wife will not agree. So it will be a failure, and you are talking before the deity, you should be careful." So the old man insisted, "No, maybe they are protest, but it is my daughter, I shall give you. Who can protest? I promise." So the young man said, "Now, it is up to you, but you are promising before the deity, mind that." So in this way, when they returned home, one day the old man, before his wife and son, said, my dear son, my dear wife, this girl should be offered to that young man. He was same village. What is this? His daughter can be offered to such poor man, he is not very educated. The old man said, no, it doesn't matter. I have promised. The boy, his eldest son said, no, it cannot be. And the wife said that if you give my daughter to that boy, then I shall commit suicide. He was perplexed. Now what to do? So, he was thinking and praying to Krishna, Sir, I have promised before you, you kindly help me so that they may not commit suicide and I may also offer my daughter to that boy. You have to arrange for that. And Krishna has got such contradictory duties. He has to protect the thief as well as the man where theft is done, you see. Because everyone is praying that my things may not be stolen, and the thief is also praying, please give me some opportunity so that I can steal. And Krishna has to satisfy both. So in this way, the young man, he saw that this old man promised before Lord Krishna, Gopalji, and he is now silent. So one day he came, and the son of the old man, he was very politician, atheist class. So when the father said, I have promised, how can I deny? No, when there will be some talk about this, you simply say, hey, I don't remember what I said, that's all. Then I shall manage. So what can be done? Although he did not like to say like that, but he has to see both sides. So one day the young man came, Sir, you promised, now you are silent, you do not do anything. What is in your mind? So when he was talking with the old man like that, his son came out, you rascally want to marry my daughter, my sister, are you fit for that? So all ill names. And he brought a stick. Get out, I shall, otherwise I shall beat you like that. Then other neighborhood members, what is the trouble? So he said that this young man went with my father to Vrindavan. He took all his money by giving it intoxication. And now he's talking that my father has promised to give my sister to him. Do you think it is possible? So all the neighborhood men said, yes, he is very rich man, how this poor man can be? Maybe he has taken his money. So the young man said, no, sir, he has promised before, I am not very much anxious to marry his daughter. But I am simply anxious that he promised before the deity. How is that? He can withdraw the promise. It is a great offense. He is thinking in that. So in the meantime, his son came out. All right, if the deity has become witness, if we can bring the deity here and he gives witness, yes, my father promised, then I also promise that my sister will be married with. Because he is atheist, he is thinking that deity is not going to come here. How he can come and from such a long distant place? This is impossible. This crazy man may say that deity has become witness, but it is not possible. So he said, all right, I'm going to Vrindavan to bring the witness. So he went there again, and he knows that he is Supreme Personality, Godhead Personality. He does not know his deity. His deity, but he is Supreme Personality of God. Sir, your devotee, I know the old man is your devotee, but he is now perplexed on account of his son and wife, so you have to go with me and say, yes, this promise was made before you to become witness. So Gopalji said, how I can go? Do you think a marble deity can go anywhere? So he was devotee, he said, yes, marble deity, if he can speak, he can go also. Then he could not say anything. By logic, Krishna was defeated. Yes? Sir, if you can speak, you can go also. So you have to go. All right. So I'll go with you, but don't see back. I'll go, rest assured, and we'll hear the tinkling sound of my ankle bell. So you'll know that I'm coming. Daily you offer me 1 kilo of rice, and on the way I shall go. So when the deity reached almost, say, 1 mile away from the village, the ankle bell, tinkling of the ankle bell, was not heard. So he was very much anxious whether he has not come. He saw backside, he saw the deity is there. So he said, sir, now the deity said, now I shall not go. Because I told you, don't see backside. That you have seen now backside. I am here, of course, but I cannot go any farther. So he informed the village that my Gopalji witness has come. Come here. So all the village people immediately came there and saw the big deity. Gopalji is there. So they could understand that it is not possible to carry this duty from such a long distance. He has brought it. And it was hundreds of, at least, 1,000 miles. So they accepted, yes, duty has come and the marriage was performed. Then a temple was constructed by the king of that country. So again, the Maharaj, king of Jagannath Puri, conquered that country, and he was a devotee. He took care of the deity. That deity is still there near Jagannath Puri. He is known as Sakhi Gopal, the witness Gopal. Still, people go and see. So the atheist class man will always think the deity is a doll. These people, crazy fellow, they are worshipping doll. But not for a devotee. For a devotee, the deity is prepared to talk and offer his blessing. So therefore, we should consider either the picture or the deity, not as such. But this is very reasonable, because in the Bhagavad Gita, we see Krishna says that bhumi rapa analobhayo khangvano buddhi revaja. Bindame pakiti astadha. It is my energy. It is my energy. The earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, they are my separated energy. So, it is emanation from Krishna. Either you take the earth, water, fire, air, anything, it has come from Krishna. So they are not different. The energy and the energetic are not different, identical. And Krishna, being omnipotent, he can do anything by his energy. That is the meaning of omnipotent. In ordinary things also, just like a man has got enough money, that money is energy of the man. We can understand. So with that money, he can do so many things. Although the money is in the bank and he is at home, by his order, so many things can be done. He can start a big factory, business, everything, although he is in the home. It is very easy to understand, because the energy is there. Similarly, Krishna may be far away from him, us. Even if Krishna is not far away, Krishna is within our heart. But even if we think that Krishna is living in Goloka Vrindavan, which is unlimitedly far away from here, because this universe you cannot estimate. You can see the border of the universe, the round sky, but nobody can reach there. There is no such means. The scientists calculate it will take 40,000 of years to reach there by the light year. So they are so much proud of material science, they see the sun, the moon, they cannot go there. Cannot go there. There are so many planets we see at night. They are actually planets like this planet. But who can go there? You are so limited. So how you can go to the planet where Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan? You cannot go even there, reach even this material planet. What to speak of the spiritual planet? The spiritual planets means crossing this wall, the sky, seven layers of wall, earth, water again. And each layer is 10 times bigger than the other layer. This is the construction of the universe. So you have to penetrate through these layers, then you come to the spiritual sky. And the spiritual sky, there are millions of planets, Vaikuntha planets, and the topmost is Goloka Vrindavan. So just imagine how far it is. Krishna's abode. Therefore in the Brahma Sangita it is stated, Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manaso munipungavana. So pastija prapadasina avichinta tatte govindamadi purusam tamahamala. You have got now aeroplanes, that's nice, but you cannot reach even the material planets. So if you want to go to the spiritual planet, then you can make an aeroplane which has speed of the mind, or the speed of the air. Those who are physicists, they know what is the speed of air, what is the speed of light. So, above the speed of mind. Those are physicists, they know the how speedy is air and light. The mind is more, still more speedy. You have got experience. Now you are sitting here, immediately, within a second, you can go to America, USA, India, immediately. You can go to your home, you can see things, with mind, of course, mind speed. So, in Brahma Sangita says that even with, you can manufacture one aeroplane which has the speed of the mind, which has the speed of the air, panthastu koti satavasya sampragamo, and with that speed, you go on for many millions of years. Still you will not find where is Goloka Vrindavan. Still you will not find. Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manaso munipungvana. It is not that the previous acharyas and others, they did not know what is aeroplane, what is speed, how to run. Don't think foolishly. As if they are manufacturing. It is nothing, third, not even fourth class, tenth class. There are so nice aeroplanes. Now here is the suggestion that you can manufacture an aeroplane which can run on the speed of mind. Now here is a suggestion. Do it. You can manufacture an aeroplane which may run at the speed of the air. They are thinking that they, at the speed of the light, if we can manufacture one aeroplane, still it will take 40,000 of years to reach the topmost planet. They are thinking if it is possible. But so far, we can see, those who are busy with bolts and nuts, how this dull brain can manufacture such things? That is not possible. It requires another brain. The yogis can go. Just like Dubhashamani. He went to Vaikuntha Loka and he saw personally Lord Vishnu at the Vaikuntha Loka for being excused because his disc was after him to kill. He insulted Vaishnava. That is another story. So in this way, actually human life is meant for that purpose, to understand God and His potencies and to revive our old relationship with Him. That is the main business. But unfortunately, they are being engaged in factories and other work, to work like hogs and dogs, and their whole energy is being spoiled. Not only spoiled, but their characters, they are working so hard. So after working so hard, they must drink intoxication. Then after drinking, they must eat meat. After this deep combination, they require sex. So in this way, they are kept in the darkness. And here these verses of Rishabhdev, he says, warning. He's speaking to his sons, but we can take the lesson. Then he says, Nayang deho deho bhajangri loke kastan kaman arhati virujangri. Kaman means the necessities of life. You can get your necessities of life very easily by tilling the field. You get grains, and if there is cow, you get milk. That's all. That is sufficient. But the leaders are making plan that if they are satisfied with their farming world, little grains and milk, then who will work in the factory? Therefore they are taxing. So that you cannot live even simple life. This is the position. Even if you desire, the modern leaders will not allow you, will force you to work like dogs and hogs and asses. This is the position. But still, we have to refrain from such unnecessary hard labor. It may be that government may take action against me because I am speaking something revolutionary. Yes, but that is the fact. Why we should work? God has made provision for the birds, beasts, animals, ants. And if I am devotee of God, He will not give me food. What I have done wrong? Don't be agitated in that point. You will have all your necessities of life, but you remain fixed up in your determination, in Krishna consciousness. Don't be agitated by this nonsense. Thank you very much.